So I want you to imagine, just for a second, trying to prove that you did an absolute knockout, amazing job on this massive project.
Okay.
But the very nature of this specific work means that all the evidence of your effort is completely invisible the second you finish.
Oh, man, that is, yeah, that's a frustrating spot to be in.
Right. Think about the mechanics of that. Like, how do you definitively prove to a skeptical client that you perfectly cleaned a massive, completely empty office building while they were asleep?
It creates this really fascinating paradox. I mean, if you do the job flawlessly, there's literally nothing there to see.
Yeah, exactly. It's just empty space.
The dirt is gone. The smudges on the glass doors are gone. The overflowing trash cans are just empty.
Which is what they're paying for.
Exactly. Yep. But the physical evidence of your labor has been completely erased by the labor itself.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are bringing you into an industry that has traditionally run on paperclip boards, visual assumptions, and, honestly, a whole lot of blind trust.
A staggering amount of trust, really.
Yeah. We're talking about the commercial cleaning and janitorial industry, and we are pulling from a really fascinating stack of sources today.
We've got guides, some app architecture descriptions, and checklist breakdowns.
Right. All from a company called ProTeams. And they operate this proof-of-service software platform that was actually built by a commercial cleaning operator, like not just some random Silicon Valley developer in a hoodie.
Which is so key here. That origin story gives these sources a highly grounded, practical perspective.
It's not just theory.
No, not at all. We are looking at enterprise technology that was born out of acute late-night operational frustration rather than, you know, a theoretical white paper.
So our mission for you today is to uncover how this specific industry is using daily data capture to definitively prove its value.
Right, moving away from those clipboards.
Exactly. We're going to look at how shifting to digital proof is upending the entire landscape. And more importantly, what any professional, literally in any field, can learn from this modern proof of service mindset.
Because it really does apply everywhere.
It totally does. But before we even touch on how these companies conduct their detailed quality inspections, we have to tackle the foundational dilemma they face every single night.
Which is just proving they even showed up in the first place.
Yes. The sources call this the ultimate pitfall for commercial cleaners. The whole he said, she said dispute.
Oh, yeah. Picture this. A facilities manager walks into an 80,000 square foot office building on a Tuesday morning.
They haven't had their coffee yet.
Right. No coffee. And they spot a stray piece of paper under a desk or maybe a smudge on the elevator button.
And they just lose it.
They immediately fire off an angry email to the cleaning company owner, claiming the crew simply skipped their shift last night.
Just based on one smudge.
Yeah.
And if that cleaning company is running their business the old school way, their defense is incredibly weak.
Basically non-existent.
Right. The owner has to call the night supervisor. The supervisor calls the crew members. The crew swears they were there and cleaned the building.
And then the owner goes back to the client with nothing but a verbal promise.
Which is, let's be real, completely hollow in the business world.
Especially when you are dealing with six-figure annual contracts.
Exactly. And the sources explicitly point out something crazy here. Most commercial cleaning contracts are not actually lost because of bad cleaning.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They are lost because operators cannot legally or factually defend the service they provided against subjective client claims.
Oh, wow. So if you can't prove your crew is in the building, you just become a massive liability to the client's operations.
Exactly. And that is where proof of service software steps in to completely kill that dynamic. The feature sets detailed in these sources are intense.
They really are. I mean, we are talking about GPS check-ins that track arrivals and departures down to the exact minute.
Which is wild. The system literally draws a geofence around the commercial property.
Right. So a worker cannot physically clock in while sitting in their car down the street.
Or at the local coffee shop.
Yeah, they have to be inside that designated digital perimeter.
And then you add time-stamped photo documentation for every single shift to that geofence, and suddenly you have a watertight defense.
It's bulletproof.
When I was reading through the app descriptions, I immediately connected this to how consumer deliveries work now.
Oh, like with food or packages.
Yeah, exactly. You order a package, and the delivery driver takes a quick photo of that cardboard box sitting on your doormat.
Which completely stops you from calling customer service and claiming the package never arrived.
Right, because they have a timestamp photo of it on your porch at 2.14 p.m. Like, you can't argue with that.
ProTeams is essentially taking that exact same psychological mechanism, but scaling it up for massive, multi-million dollar commercial real estate portfolios.
And that visual evidence allows them to just flip the script entirely.
Instead of waiting for a complaint, they provide proactive transparency.
They don't wait for the angry email.
Exactly. The software automatically compiles those GPS pings and timestamp photos into branded shift reports. And then it pushes them to a self-serve client portal.
Which is so smart. By handing the client the proof before they even ask for it, the cleaning company transforms proof of service from a defensive necessity.
Something you only scramble to find when you're being yelled at.
Right. They turn it into a massive competitive advantage. They're establishing undeniable accountability through hard data.
And that macro level data is fantastic for the CEO negotiating the contract renewals. Like, proving when the crew was there is step one.
But we have to look at the micro level execution too. How do you accurately measure what they actually did when they were inside?
Because you can't just snap one picture of the front lobby and call a 40-story building clean.
No, definitely not. And that's why the industry is undergoing what the sources call the death of the clipboard.
Good riddance.
Honestly, yeah. Operators are rapidly moving away from paper checklists and those chaotic WhatsApp group chats filled with blurry photos.
I can't even imagine managing a team that way. They are transitioning to dedicated janitorial inspection apps.
And the pro team's documentation notes this architecture is currently running live on massive accounts right now.
Right, in major commercial hubs like New York City, New Jersey, and Dallas.
And the granularity of these digital inspection checklists is just wild. It's not just a checkbox that says, you know, restroom clean.
No, inspectors are evaluating specific zones. Like, in a restroom, they're looking for streak-free mirrors, perfectly clean grout lines.
Fully restocked seat covers.
They're even checking for lingering odors.
Which is inherently subjective, right?
Yeah.
But absolutely crucial to the client's perception of cleanliness. If it smells bad, it doesn't matter how shiny the mirror is.
Exactly. And then the app forces them to evaluate floors and entryways. Are the hard floors mopped without chemical streaks?
Is the carpet vacuumed literally edge to edge or just in the middle traffic lane?
Oh, that's a big one. And are the flat entry mats actually lying flat so nobody trips and files a massive lawsuit?
High touch surfaces get their own dedicated metrics too.
Oh.
Elevator buttons, door push plates, desk sanitization.
Especially following the events of 2020. The verification of high touch point sanitization transitioned from a minor detail to a heavily scrutinized contract defining metric.
Oh, 100%. And finally, the closeout protocols. Did the crew properly separate the trash and recycling?
Did they activate the specific security alarms?
Did they follow the intricate lighting protocols for that unique building before locking the doors?
It's so much to track.
It really is. But wait, let me play devil's advocate for a minute here.
Sure, go for it.
An old brick and timber creative office space in Dallas is vastly different from a pristine glass skyscraper in Manhattan.
Completely different animals.
Right. So if you force a standardized rigid app onto every unique building, doesn't that one-size-fits-all approach just break down in the real world? Like, reality is messy.
Well, the sources actually anticipate that exact friction. The genius of the software architecture lies in the distinction between the template and the scale.
Okay. Unpack that for me.
So the checklist templates themselves are completely customizable on a per-building basis.
Oh, gotcha.
Right, so an inspector is not forced to evaluate elevator buttons in a single-story industrial warehouse that doesn't even have an elevator.
That makes sense.
The specific items change, but the underlying scoring scale remains absolutely standardized across the entire portfolio.
Meaning a warehouse and a skyscraper are graded using the same mathematical curve?
Exactly. They utilize a strict pass flag binary or a standardized numerical scale applied uniformly.
And this allows a commercial operator to take what used to be a highly subjective vibes-based walkthrough.
Just kind of look around saying, looks good.
Right, and convert it into comparable structured data.
A regional manager can look at a central dashboard and instantly compare the performance of Building 14 in New Jersey to Building 22 in Dallas.
And if a specific crew's quality score begins slipping over, say, a three-week period, the manager spots the trend line.
And initiates a targeted training session well before the client ever even notices the decline.
That is so powerful. There is a specific rule in the Pro Team's operator guides regarding these inspections that really stood out to me.
Which one?
It dictates, quote, "A flagged item with a photo is a clear instruction. A flagged item without one is an argument."
Oh, that phrase captures the cons of the entire digital transition perfectly.
Right, because think about the alternative. A supervisor walks through a building, checks fail, for a hallway floor on a paper clipboard and just leaves it in the janitor's closet.
And then the crew arrives the next night, looks at the paper, and thinks, what is wrong with the floor? It looks perfectly fine to me.
Exactly. It creates immediate resentment because the feedback is entirely subjective and unhelpful.
But the digital app forces the inspector to attach a live timestamp photo of, say, a massive scuff mark by the elevator bank directly to that specific failed item.
The argument instantly evaporates.
The crew knows exactly what the issue is, exactly where it is, and exactly what they need to fix tonight.
So daily scores and timestamp photos clearly streamline the crew's nightly workflow. But how does this mountain of daily micro data actually save the business when the overarching multi-year contract is on the line?
Well, the documentation makes a very sharp, crucial distinction between a routine inspection and a commercial cleaning audit.
Which are not the same thing.
They're definitely not the same thing.
Yeah.
And confusing them is how companies lose millions of dollars.
So break that down. An inspection is essentially asking, is this specific site clean right now on this specific Tuesday night?
Right. But an audit asks a much heavier, far more dangerous question.
Which is?
Can we definitively prove this site has met the legal parameters of the contract consistently over the last 12 months?
Wow. Yeah, that's a very different question.
Audits determine survival. They cover three major pillars. The first is scope and contract compliance.
Okay.
The operator must verify frequencies. If the contract stipulates that the executive carpets are deep cleaned quarterly, the operator must provide hard evidence that those extra services actually occurred.
It's got to account for seasonal scopes too, right? Like a winter salt removal.
Exactly. And the second pillar is the documented shift history. The client wants to see the records of every single shift over a long period.
They want a log of any no-shows.
Yes, but more importantly, they want a log of the recoveries.
What do you mean by recoveries?
The data showing exactly how fast the cleaning company deployed a backup crew to fix the no-show.
Oh, that's smart. Because mistakes happen, but how you fix them is what matters.
Precisely. And the third pillar is quality trends. Mapping the trajectory of all those nightly inspection scores over the long haul to prove continuous improvement.
Framing it like that, an inspection feels like a daily pop quiz.
Yeah.
Just keeps the crew on their toes.
Yeah.
But the audit is the high-stakes, end-of-year final exam that completely determines whether you get hired again for the next grade.
That's a great way to put it. And the concept of continuous capture is what allows companies to pass that final exam without destroying their own operations.
Because if a cleaning operator is relying on paper clipboards, a client announcing a surprise audit triggers visceral panic.
Oh, total chaos. The management team spends the entire week digging through the back of a Ford Transit van, hunting for coffee-stained clipboards from 6 months ago.
Just desperately trying to reconstruct a defense from missing papers and vague memories.
Hoping they can cobble together enough scrap paper to legally prove they did the work they were already paid for.
But with a continuous capture software architecture, the dynamic shifts entirely. Every single nightly shift already generated a GPS ping.
Every single pop quiz was automatically scored and filed in the cloud.
Every single flagged issue already has a resolution photo attached to it.
So when the client demands an audit, it is no longer a stressful manual reconstruction project. It is simply a data export.
Just click a button.
Basically, the operator generates a clean, legally defensible, branded packet of operational data and hands it to the client.
Okay, we have spent a lot of time discussing boardroom strategy.
Yeah.
Like data exports, client portals, legal defense.
Right, the high-level stuff.
Let's bring this down to the ground level. None of this micro-level data exists unless the person actually pushing a heavy vacuum cleaner at 2.0 a.m. interacts with the software.
That's the real challenge.
It is. How do you get a blue-collar, highly distributed, potentially non-English-speaking crew to actually adopt enterprise-grade tech? Implementation is usually where these massive ideas completely fall apart.
Well, the practical reality outlined in the implementation guides focuses heavily on removing friction. Pro teams engineered the platform, so it requires absolutely no internal IT department.
Which is huge for a cleaning company.
It's essential. A commercial cleaning operator can configure their company structure, set up their geofences, and have crews logging data live on their first shift within 30 minutes.
That's incredibly fast.
Hmm.
And the crew management features are built around how these distributed teams naturally communicate anyway.
Yeah, it leverages SMS and push notifications to alert crews of schedule changes.
It features built-in issue escalation, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if a worker finds a burst pipe flooding a lobby at 3:00 a.m., they snap a photo, and the app instantly routes it to the correct regional manager to alert the client.
But the most crucial element for this specific workforce is the robust bilingual support.
Oh, absolutely. The commercial cleaning industry relies heavily on a diverse, often immigrant workforce. Language barriers represent a massive operational hurdle.
Think about it. A night supervisor might speak English and Spanish, but if they are managing a crew speaking Portuguese or Polish, communicating a complex, specific client request becomes a frustrating game of telephone.
And then quality drops simply because of a translation failure.
Exactly.
The platform is currently fully localized in both English and Spanish, but the sources indicate they have over 25 languages available upon request.
And they are rolling out AI-powered real-time chat translation, which is going to be massive.
Real-time translation fundamentally changes team dynamics.
A monolingual English operations manager can type a specific instruction into the app, and the worker receives that instruction in their native language instantly.
It removes the friction, restores dignity to the communication process, and ensures the job gets done correctly the first time.
It's a win-win.
But a lot of cleaning company owners listening might be wondering why they shouldn't just use a generic off-the-shelf digital form builder.
Or a basic field service app to do this.
Right, there are thousands of them on the market. Why invest in an industry-specific tool?
Well, generic field service tools are built for linear, break-fix transactions.
Like a plumber fixing a sink.
Exactly. A ticket opens, a plumber or an HVAC technician drives to the building, repairs the broken asset, takes a payment, closes the ticket, and likely never returns to that specific address.
So the data architecture only cares about that single isolated event.
Right, but commercial janitorial work is not transactional. It is a complex, recurring contract operation.
A cleaning crew is hitting the exact same office building 250 nights a year.
And ProTeams is engineered specifically to manage and protect long-term consistency, tracking the compounding data of a single location over years.
Even the pricing philosophy reflects that operational reality.
Yeah, it's very different from standard software.
Unlike traditional SaaS platforms that charge hefty fees per individual user.
Which, by the way, practically begs companies to share single login credentials and limit technology access to upper management.
Right, to save money. But this model deliberately removes per-user caps. They utilize flat-rate tiering based on company size.
It democratizes the technology. A commercial operator wants every single part-time weekend cleaner to have the app on their phone capturing data.
Penalizing a service business for growing its headcount by charging them more for software actively discourages the exact continuous capture mindset they need to survive.
It would defeat the whole purpose.
So, what does this all mean for you listening right now? We've unpacked how an entire legacy industry is abandoning clipboards and blind trust.
Moving toward a reality of continuous GPS-backed data capture.
And this structural shift fundamentally transitions the service business from a vulnerable, defensive posture into one that relies on undeniable, proactive proof.
It is a profound paradigm shift that applies far beyond commercial real estate.
Whether you manage a corporate team, work as an independent freelancer, or provide any kind of intangible professional service, there is a core lesson in the ProTeams methodology.
Adopting a continuous capture mindset for your own proof of work completely protects your perceived value.
Do not wait until an annual performance review or a contract renewal negotiation to frantically scramble and prove your worth.
Log the wins, capture the data, and build the audit trail continuously throughout the year.
It is entirely about making the invisible work visible.
Beautifully said.
But looking deeply at how this technology operates leaves us with a heavy, fascinating philosophical debate. We started this deep dive by asking how you prove you perfectly cleaned an empty building.
And the answer, facilitated by the software, is essentially hyper-surveillance.
Yeah, every single physical action is tracked, geofenced, photographed to the minute, and instantly pushed to the client's portal.
It turns the modern commercial office building into a digital panopticon for the worker.
Exactly. If every previously invisible solitary action in a blue-collar service job is now documented with this level of intensity, how does that fundamentally alter the psychological dynamic between the worker and the client?
Does having this level of perfect, undeniable proof actually protect the worker from unfair assumptions and dishonest clients?
Or does implementing a system that monitors human behavior down to the GPS coordinate strip away the autonomy of the worker?
And completely replace the need for human trust altogether. I mean, if you have perfect data, trust becomes entirely obsolete.
It is a really delicate balance between total accountability and total surveillance. something to ponder the next time you finish a massive project, look at your flawless work, and realize the evidence is simply going to vanish.